I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. After a very successful premiere in Barcelona in 1911, the music disappeared. Cant de las Estrellas, Song of the Stars, by composer Enrique Granados, didn't reappear until almost 100 years later in a new recording from Naxos. Responsible for that recording and for retrieving this long-lost masterwork is New Mexico pianist and Granados scholar Douglas Riva. Douglas will perform Cant de las Estrellas again this month in Albuquerque. He is with us now from his present home in Virginia. Douglas, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Spencer.
This is an unusual work. How do you describe it?
The piece is approximately 15 minutes long. It's highly poetic, highly virtuosic, absolutely transporting. In the many times that I have performed it, I find that at the end, there is a moment of just tremendous silence. The work is extremely unusual. It is a major work for piano, but it also includes an important part for the organ and for chorus. And this piece actually uses three choruses. On the stage, there are two mixed choruses, four-voice, male and female. And there is also an antiphonal chorus that in the premiere of the work in Barcelona was seated in the cupola above the hall. And this chorus is of female voices. They represent the stars, and they speak of immensity and eternity, and those are their only words in the opening. And it has been suggested by Walter Clark, who will be lecturing during the Granados Festival, that the text, with its emphasis on death and eternity, is perhaps portentous of the fate that was soon to befall Granados following the premiere, only 5 years later, actually. He was killed during an attack on a boat as he was crossing the English Channel, returning to Barcelona after the premiere of his opera Goyescas at the Metropolitan Opera in New York.
Douglas, your search for this score took years, many years.
Many years.
It's worthy
over 20 years.
Over 20 years. Worthy of a detective novel. What propelled you through this lengthy process?
When the piece was premiered, the critics pronounced it a music that was completely spiritual. And I am the only pianist who has recorded all of Granados' piano works. And his music has been the great passion of my entire professional and personal life. So I knew that there was something very important with this piece. And I was very closely associated with Granados' youngest daughter, Natalia, and her husband. And in 1982, they asked me to represent the family in this matter. So with my devotion to Granados' music and my devotion to his family members, I felt a great attachment to this. And it inspired me to continue in my efforts.
Pianist Douglas Riva has rescued a long-lost work by Spanish composer Enrique Granados. Douglas will perform Cant de las Estrellas later this month in Albuquerque, part of a 5-day Granados Festival. Visit polyphonynm.com. To hear the music, go to kunm.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.